Hello again. Here are three examples of readings with hexagram 48 with no changing lines. All are from my own experience, and they go from the sublime to the silly. The first one is from a few years ago. It was the middle of winter, and I was coping with a mild case of seasonal depression and various other things going wrong. But still, I was managing to stay on top of things. Really, I felt quite pleased with myself. Then one more thing went wrong, a big one. I collapsed in a small heap on the floor and asked ye how on earth I was supposed to cope with this on top of it all. When ye answered with 48 unchanging, I was still in the same dark pit as before, but now I could see the light shining off the water at the bottom. The image spoke to me on a level deeper than I can put into words. I knew that that resource, that truth and strength, was still there, and could not be diminished. I think this reading will last me a lifetime. The second example is the trivial one. Before I bought the program that provides the play button for this audio, I asked about it and various other alternatives. Ye's comment on Sonic Memo, the one I bought, was 48, unchanging. So this had to be a good solution for providing streaming audio, right? The other alternative I was looking at builds the audio message and the play button into a single file. Sonic Memo uses the buttons to link to a separate audio file, so I can move the buttons and other links around all I like and still connect to the same file. Moving the city, not moving the well. Very good. But then, will the well ropes and pitchers work? Just because the file is there doesn't necessarily mean everyone can access it. And sure enough, a few people couldn't last time, and I'm working on providing extra ropes. I know this is a really silly, trivial example, but just think, this audio technology was invented scarcely a year ago, and here is this 3,000-year-old oracle giving me intelligent, witty advice about using it. And finally, a while ago, I was involved in this really nasty public argument. Basically, someone said something about me that wasn't true. I was absolutely livid, not very rational, and I wanted him to take it back. So I wrote a private email to ask him to, one that was so pointed I practically cut myself. And then I hesitated and asked ye, what if I send it? Hexagram 48, unchanging. The message I hear from this now has to do with how little of my own resources I was managing to reach. Definite well rope and picture problems. But what I heard at the time was that the man I was writing to wouldn't be able to connect with the truth of what I was telling him. And that could have been true too. So I also asked, what if I let this go? And I received hexagram 40, release. Still with no changing lines, ye still shouting in my ear in a friendly way. So I didn't send the email. And about 36 hours later, I even managed to disentangle enough emotional knots so that my own well rope could reach as far as that message about letting go.